You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today we are speaking with Cristiano Ferraro, founder of Cristiano Ferraro Consultancy, a management consulting firm based in Dallas, Texas. Cristiano, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. So to kick things off, obviously we have a lot of entrepreneurs that tune into the show. What are the important tips for someone wanting to become an entrepreneur?
Well, one of my favorites is knowing how to pivot, because you always have a vision in mind, and as you pursue it, you learn more about the decision you make, what that means, and sometimes, you know, that causes the need to shift gears, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So that would be one. And then number two is to really know that it's all about moving forward, learning, and just because the decision you made to pursue your vision is changing, sometimes it can actually change better than what you thought at the time you made the decision to go for it. So I think some of the most important things to keep in mind as an entrepreneur.
Most definitely. And what are the important aspects of sales and marketing in today's online climate?
Well, the really interesting thing about sales and marketing that I've noticed is when you see things like, you know, see pop-ups, you see shares, you see, you know, sign up for this, all these types of factors are trying to manipulate the audience into taking action in what you want to do. And you see that as we become desensitized to this, we find ways to not deal with it. So the people that are able to realize that it's actually having people really want to do what you want to do as opposed to forcing them into it, and that's going to create, you know, generating real value, really relating to a relevant audience, and it's going to command some new skill sets that people aren't used to online.
Now, we keep hearing a big buzz on marketing automation. How does a startup or small business take advantage of automation's opportunities?
Well, the real key thing about marketing automation is it's more about the end than the beginning. So when you use automation, it's great if you're going to do something repetitively where it's consistent. So if I buy something, I want confirmation that my order got through. Okay, great. Or if I buy something and I need to, there's certain things that I know that, you know, I'm going to need to know about it, having that information come to me in digestible chunks makes a lot of sense. But the key thing is that automation is, it's all about intent. So you want to keep in mind that when you are automating, you're not replacing customer relationship, you're enabling it. And as long as you take that into consideration and build processes to know what is repetitive behavior or not, then you can use automation to scale more effectively and at a lower cost.
Certainly some great tips so far. Today we are joined by Cristiano Ferraro, founder of Cristiano Ferraro Consultancy, a management consulting firm based in Dallas, Texas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Cristiano, what are some of the common mistakes that you see startups make?
Well, they see money as their biggest obstacle, and that's quite often rarely the case. Really, the key thing is when you have an idea and you want to make it happen, think about why are you making it happen and who's it really for and what value are you bringing to that person and how can you emulate that and learn about what's necessary to bring that value. And quite often, there's always a way to get what you need in order to simulate that, to determine what you need to fix and how to make it appropriate to create a minimum viable product. Funding usually comes much later when you already figured out, okay, this is what people want, and this is how I make sales, and now I'm ready to scale. And then funding can really bridge that gap when you already have the hard stuff figured out.
And what would you say is the impact of inefficient time use on startups?
Well, there's so much work that you can do, but it's really more of a question of what you should do. And what are the most pressing things that a startup really needs to spend their time on? So what happens is when you're investing all your time in things that don't drive your business forward, that's time that's lost. And typically, the clock starts ticking, you know, unless you're either working a full-time job and you're doing it on the side, or you say, I quit my job and you put it all on the line, you're running against the clock. Now, some people, if they have the full-time job and their survivability is not threatened, then, they can keep going. And, you know, they can operate at that continuous level and burn the candle on both ends, and that's okay. The people that give up the job, though, they're on the clock, because unless they have cash flow coming in, at some point their survival will be threatened, and then the decisions get compromised. So every second counts in spending your time on the most relevant things to push your business forward. And it's important to keep that in mind, even amidst while you're being busy.
Certainly some good things to think about right there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners here today?
I would say that the big picture when it comes to business lies in not focusing on what to do, but why to do it. So understanding the why helps define what action to take. And this plays into inefficient use of time, or the alternative, which is efficient use of time. Taking technology choices, you know, let's say someone focuses on what to do. So implementing a CRM, customer resource management solution. The why behind that is actually data centralization. So really what you wanted to use that data for would be the why. Now, if you focus on the use of the data, that would help define the functionality needed in the software, and that would lead you to a better decision in what to choose, for example. So just a different way of thinking.
Well, Cristiano, certainly have shared some great information here today. Certainly do appreciate your time as well. Where can listeners get more information about your consultancy firm, and where can they also be in touch?
Well, CristianoFerraro.com. So my first and last name, CristianoFerraro.com. The great thing on my site is I have answers to business questions here. So you can see some of the topics that I've covered. Business Insights is more about technology and high-level thoughts. Some common tools that are actually free for entrepreneurs that have helped me with, you know, marketing, SEO, search engine optimization, that sort of thing. And then, of course, square in the middle, you got the services, helping with, you know, general business consulting, refining pitch. I call that pitch doctor services, sales training, customer service training as well.
Cristiano, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you are most welcome. We have been speaking with Cristiano Ferraro, founder of Cristiano Ferraro Consultancy, a management consulting firm based in Dallas, Texas. And for more information, simply visit CristianoFerraro.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.